your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to Body Talk, a comprehensive look at traditional, alternative, and functional medicine, featuring Dr. Stephen Ross with co-host Drake Kellis. Now let's discuss Body Talk. Here are Dr. Ross and Drake.
Hello, welcome to Body Talk. I'm your co-host today, Heather Fleming, along with Dr. Stephen Ross.
Hello, Heather. How are you doing?
Good. Welcome back.
Great to have you here as our guest co-host once again. You did such a great job last week. We decided to bring you back
thank
again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, our pleasure.
Great. Well, a little bit about Body Talk. Body Talk is provided for our listeners to discuss current hot topics in healthcare. We have many controversial and interesting topics we'll be discussing weekly. So please feel free to call in anytime you have any questions for us. A little bit more about Dr. Ross.
Should we give him our call-in number?
Sure.
It's 866-613-1612, and we will be repeating that throughout the show. So it is a call-in, so please bring your comments to us and questions.
Yeah, the show is for you. The show is about getting your questions answered. A little bit more about Dr. Ross and Body Talk. Dr. Ross is an expert in functional medicine. What is functional medicine, Dr. Ross?
Functional medicine is really how we view the body as a whole and evaluate the body through very highly specialized testing to see how the body is actually functioning. It's all about getting to the root cause of illness and health challenges, as opposed to allopathic or traditional medicine, where they view the body as parts, and those parts never communicate to each other. And their whole concept is to find out what the disease is. And if there's a disease, destroy the disease or destroy the germs, because that's what's destroying the body. Whereas in functional medicine, we're actually looking at the root cause. Why isn't the body able to protect you from disease? Why isn't the body able to protect you from germs and viruses? And find the cause of it and help restore the body. Because after all, Heather, you know as a nutritionist that the body has the ability to heal itself.
And even breaking down the word disease is the body at disease.
That's
so when the body's at disease, then we have this laundry list of symptoms that come about that usually people go on to a medication for when we're figuring out where the cause came.
And unfortunately, people do wait until symptoms occur, but it's kind of foolish.
Well, we're busy. We have things to do.
I know, but it's like waiting for your car to give out on you before you change oil.
Correct.
We don't do that. We take better care of our cars than we do ourselves.
Mm-hmm. More stress on ourselves than our car maintenance.
That's right. Absolutely. So that's what functional medicine is all about.
Thanks, Dr. Ross. A little bit more, if you want to hear more about Dr. Ross's program, you can go to Curing the Cause, www.curingthecause.com, and his book is Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease.
Right.
So it's a guide not only for patients seeking a new and scientific method or treatment, but also healthcare professionals interested in incorporating evidence-based research and treatment plans.
Right.
So last week we had Dr. Ted Corin on, and we talked a lot about vaccinations and immunizations for children. So we brought him back on again.
And adults.
And adults, too. You're right, the elderly for flu vaccine.
Well, and every day there's more vaccines coming on the market. Mm. The pharmaceutical companies keep coming up with new ideas, new diseases that we have to prevent. You know, I want to talk to Dr. Corin about this also, but I was reading today where vaccination for human papillomavirus for girls called Gardasil is now being marketed for boys.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I don't want to get into the details of that, but if they're successful at marketing it towards boys, they've doubled their market.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but I don't think boys have a uterus to be concerned about.
That was my first concern.
But they're looking at other ways that the boys can be infected by this and cause cancer. Mm. So this will be an interesting...
I'm excited to see what Dr. Corin has to say.
Yes, absolutely.
He'll word it perfectly.
I hope so. I know he will.
Great. Well, let's introduce Dr. Ted Corin. Dr. Ted Corin, you can go to his website, www.corinpublications.com. And his recent book is Childhood Vaccinations, Questions All Parents Should Ask, by Dr. Ted Corin.
I think it's entitled, Would You Shoot Your Child With This? Then Why Would You Shoot Them With This?
And it's a picture of a bullet.
Picture of a silver bullet. Hello, Dr. Corin.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's great to have you back
Sounds like you have a whole lot of things planned.
We've got a lot of stuff planned for you, Dr. Corn. I'm hoping we've got a lot of questions for you also coming in from our listeners as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's a whole lot of cool things have come up lately in the health field.
Yes, there have been.
Actually, an article in the Archives of Internal Medicine just came out, found that women who choose to pass on mammograms had 22% less breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
And it just came out, and fascinating. They found that breast cancer rates increased significantly in the four Norwegian counties they studied after women began getting mammograms every 2 years.
Really? And do they relate that to the radiation, or what are they relating it to?
Actually, they don't. Well, the way they do it is they don't want to blame. They say, well, one of the arguments is, well, maybe the mammograms are so good. We're finding all these cases that normally wouldn't be found.
Right.
But it turns out that's not the case at all.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that what they say is a lot of breast cancers simply disappear on their own. The body's immune system just engulfs the tumor.
Right. Mm. Right.
And if you just leave them alone, of course, breast mammography is clamping breasts and zapping them with radiation.
Right.
And then, of course, you have the needle biopsies. All things can spread and cause and spread cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you referring to our natural killer cells that our immune system helps?
Well, they didn't get into the exact mechanism.
Oh, okay. Mm.
They just said that the cancers go away. They were there, and now they're not there.
Isn't that interesting? Maybe the body really has the ability to heal itself. What do you think of that concept?
Well, the United States Medicine acknowledged it because it would really be helpful.
Yes,
and
it would be.
And the evidence actually does show that not getting mammograms improves your chances of not getting cancer. And they also found out that cancer rates in America had dropped, breast cancer rates. And the reason why was that women were no longer having hormone replacement therapy.
Interesting.
So it was said, and this came out a few years ago, it was told sort of in a negative, and that is, why was breast cancer dropping? And the researchers said it's because women were no longer having, or hormone replacement therapy decreased. Of course, it could have come out in a totally opposite way if you want to do a newspaper report, which is HRT, hormone replacement therapy, causes breast cancer. But they didn't write it that way.
No.
They said the reason why we have less breast cancer is because we stopped doing hormone replacement therapy, which did absolutely no good, and not only caused more breast cancer, but also has been linked to cause Alzheimer's and heart disease. Among women, of course.
Right.
And yet the public just blithely goes along and swallows more and more drugs. A study came out, very powerful study, finally one done properly, showing that there is absolutely no benefit whatsoever if you're 65 or older for taking statin drugs like Lipitor.
Uh-huh.
Zero benefit.
Zero
but
benefit.
A lot of people who, and I don't think there's any benefit taking them at all, but they found that zero benefit, and maybe, is that you or me?
That's not me.
Might be my phone, sorry.
That's okay.
But they found that there might be a little bit of benefit for men under that age.
Interesting.
But they weren't totally sure.
And I'm seeing some literature coming out looking at statins as the the golden pill for everything. They want to market this towards every type of ailment we can.
No, they want to put it in the water supply.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And yet, study after study shows that the benefits are not there.
Right.
In fact, they find that with low cholesterol, your chances of getting cancer increase. Your body needs cholesterol.
Absolutely, it does.
It's an essential nutrient.
It's a master hormone.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the cholesterol alone is responsible for creating and manufacturing the sex hormones, the DHEA, the pregnenolone, the progesterone, the estrogens.
Mm-hmm. And most of your brain is cholesterol.
That's right. That's right.
So that's why there's more depression and, believe it or not, accidents and suicide from people taking these low cholesterol medications.
Isn't
and that are on very low cholesterol diets.
Yes.
Cholesterol is never the cause of the problem because most of the people who die of heart attacks have either low or normal cholesterol.
Isn't that interesting? Say, I need to make a correction here at the beginning of the show. I gave you a call-in number that was incorrect, and I was just reminded of the correct number, so I'd like to give that to you now. It's 866-472 866-472-5792. That number again is 866-472-5792. And with us today we have Dr. Ted Koren, an expert in the area of vaccination and immunization, as well as the largest publisher of chiropractic information, chiropractic publications, vaccinations. You can see it on his website at Koren, K-O-R-E-N, Publications. And Dr. Koren, you have an immense amount of information here on vaccinations, not only books that you've written, books of others, but you have numerous vaccination brochures and programs here. And I was reading the foreword to your latest book here, and you have a number of other doctors that have given quotes to you as well. And I just want to read one of them that I found very interesting. And it says, this is in your preface, "The greatest threat of childhood diseases lies in the dangerous and ineffectual efforts made to prevent them through mass immunization. There is no convincing scientific evidence that mass inoculations can be credited with eliminating any childhood disease. While the myriad short-term hazards of most immunizations are known, but rarely explained, no one knows the long-term consequences of injecting foreign proteins into the body of your child. Even more shocking is the fact that no one is making any structural effort to find out. Have we traded mumps and measles for cancer and leukemia?" This is by Dr. Robert Mendelsohn, who wrote How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor back in 1984. It's very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I have a vaccination lecture kit that I've been mostly selling to professionals.
Right.
That, you know, anyone can give a vaccine lecture.
Right.
Oh, okay. I say to them, hey, if, at least if your own family members don't vaccinate or get vaccinated, it's paid for itself. But now we have many, in fact, we have medical doctors who have also purchased the vaccine lecture kit.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
More and more MDs are critical of vaccination, and they're doing it at a great personal risk because you can actually have your license pulled by criticizing medicine. There is no freedom of speech in medicine today.
And is that so?
Well, how come my MD doesn't tell me to do natural things and all? And part of the reason is they're not educated. So they don't know.
Right.
And the other part is that they're afraid.
Yeah,
if they start talking natural things, well, the pharmaceuticals won't stop by with all their free gifts all the time.
Oh, sure.
It's a very incestuous thing.
They receive their information from the pharmaceutical reps.
Oh, well, yeah.
For the most part, don't they?
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, that's where they get most. And they're very busy.
Yes.
Very.
So they don't have time.
The healthcare system puts a lot of demands on them.
Yes.
The system is designed to really milk the doctor and turn them into people who refer, who write prescriptions.
Right, yep.
And
right.
Then you get to go to a seminar in Hawaii, bring your wife.
Oh, sure.
And it's all paid, and you get educational credits.
Right.
And, you know, it's hard probably for patients to ask their doctor, you know, have you been to any pharmaceutical paid vacations? They call it a seminar, but most of the time you're sitting on the beach.
That's right.
It's rather
That's
fascinating.
Right. Well, and I think also they're afraid to ask the questions, or maybe they don't even know what the right questions are to ask.
Most patients don't.
Yeah, so what I'd like to do, we're going to take a short break here, just a moment, and what I'd like to talk about after that, Dr. Koren, is some of the questions that parents should ask their doctors. And I know that is in your book, so we'll talk about that. We'll be back here in just a couple of minutes, but in the meantime, please call in at 866-472-5792 with your questions. And also, if there's anything we can help you with through our clinic, through Curing the Cause, you can call our clinic, and we have operators standing by right now as well at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131, and we'll be back with Dr. Koren and Body Talk right after this message.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit myhealthcoachcareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at myhealthcoachcareer.com. That's myhealthcoachcareer.com.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80%, available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit curingthecause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit CuringTheCause.com today. Want to learn more about Neurosciences laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at NeuroRelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience. Improving health through the nervous system.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at curingthecause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Hello, welcome back to Body Talk. Again, I'm your co-host, Heather Fleming, along with Dr. Stephen Ross with CuringTheCause.com. We're here with Dr. Ted Koren to discuss vaccinations with children, and we're just leading into some common questions to ask your physician regarding vaccinations and for your young babies.
And I think the first thing we would probably appreciate some help on is, how do you bring up the subject with your doctor, Dr. Koren?
On vaccinations?
Yes, on vaccinations, immunizations.
Well, you can ask them some very simple questions, such as, are vaccinated children healthier than non-vaccinated children? That's one of the main things I talk about in my book.
Right, that's a good question.
And you say, you know, that should be sort of 101, you know, vaccines 101. People want to have their kids vaccinated, or they're told to have their kids vaccinated, or forced to have their kids vaccinated, because they're told that, hey, your kid will be healthier. So there must be loads of studies proving that vaccinated kids are healthier than non-vaccinated kids.
Right, and are there?
There are none.
There are none.
Not only that, the research shows that the vaccinated kids that have asthma and allergies and autism and MS, not the non-vaccinated kids, or if they do, it's incredibly rare. They did a study of the Amish, the people, the farmers in Pennsylvania who refuse vaccination for the most part. And there's a couple of 100,000 of them, and there should be quite a few autistic kids, and they found none. They
Amazing.
Well, they found one, but that child was adopted from China and had all of her vaccines.
Okay.
Wow.
So, and you see this over and over. Whenever they've done studies comparing vaccinated to non-vaccinated, you do find that it's the vaccinated kids that are the sick ones. The non-vaccinated kids are healthy. And if you interview parents who have had some of their kids vaccinated and decided not to continue with their other children, and you ask them, do you notice any differences in the children? They all say, oh, my Lord, the ones that weren't vaccinated are far healthier. They seem brighter,
right.
More energy. They don't get sick all the time. They don't have the ear infections and fevers.
Isn't that amazing? My three children, none of them have been vaccinated. I can tell you they've been healthier than any other kids on the block, any other kids in the school. When other kids in their class get sick, they don't get sick.
Yeah. And the vaccines actually are making kids sick.
Mm-hmm.
We are creating a generation of neurologically ill children. And look at it this way. A lot of these diseases, they were like rare until vaccines started.
Isn't that interesting?
And you're talking about ADD and ADHD and dyslexia, not just autism and asthma and allergies, which of course have been related to vaccines because they damage the immune system. But you're talking about all kinds of diseases that were, you know, we never heard of or rarely heard
right.
of until vaccination started, and that includes brain cancer.
Mm. Interesting.
In fact, they've done biopsies on brain tumors and found out that they have markers that come from the polio shot.
Hmm. Now, what about all the quote-unquote scientific papers out there, though?
You know, I'm reminded of hormone replacement therapy.
Right.
One of the doctors, a practitioner, was interviewed after they finally did a good study and showed that hormone replacement therapy, rather than making women healthier, were giving them Alzheimer's and heart disease and breast cancer. And the doctor there, when he was interviewed, I'll never forget it, he said, "I have on my desk a stack of papers a foot high telling me that hormone replacement therapy is safe and effective."
Right.
Because none of them were ever any good. And it's the same thing with vaccination. You know, the cigarette manufacturers came out with lots of studies showing that cigarettes were healthy.
That's right.
And it's the same kind of junk science. We're bowing before it, because most people, and this includes the media, I'm sorry to say, they simply bow down before people with white coats and letters after their name. They are not trained in properly analyzing the studies.
Well,
so
I guess
doctors say the study proves this, and they say okay.
Right, and I guess you have to look at who's producing the shows and who's paying for the media time and.
Yeah, well, who are the funding the studies?
But right.
The people that are funding it all
right.
from the pharmaceutical companies. And if they discover, which they actually have, but you won't find it coming from a pharmaceutical company, when they finally come to they couldn't come to the conclusion that vaccines are damaging. That would destroy them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And can you imagine the lawsuits?
Well, and I think it's just a matter of time before they do come about.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Wouldn't you agree?
I would hope so, because mm-hmm. we can't have so many damaged kids over and over again. These
right.
children are, I mean, look at, we not only have special ed classes,
mm-hmm.
we now have schools
totally that's right.
devoted to special ed. I mean, how much more are we going to shoot up the kids before we stop the shot? Mm-hmm. I mean, autism was 1 in 10,000 when we had the DPT shot, and we started that at 2 months.
Right.
And now with all the other shots, autism has gone to 1 in 85 in some areas.
Yes. And
in fact, among military families, autism is worst. Autism and neurological damage is the worst because the military families are forced to vaccinate their kids
That's
more
right.
than anybody.
That's right.
So they are the most toxic from the shots, the most damaged, and they have more autism and neurological problems than any single segment of the population.
I think to put that into perspective, I saw from 1940 to 2007, autism has gone up 43,000%.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
Yep. And they blamed it. Actually, a recent study came out where scientists think it's from the rainfall.
Oh.
Excess rainfall.
Okay, I mean, it's the rain that's doing it now.
Yeah. They will, I mean, it's getting to be so bizarre. Oh. They will blame anything.
Yes.
But what's the most obvious? You know, there's an old saying when you hear hoofbeats, think horses, not zebras. but when it comes to vaccination, they think zebras. They will think of anything,
mm-hmm.
anything to avoid looking at what's really
anything
good.
But looking at themselves in the mirror.
Oh, of course, because they have everything to lose.
Yeah.
Well, then they have nothing to gain.
Well, Dr. Corn,
right.
your website is a great tool for healthcare professionals or any individual that's concerned about getting more educated or providing more education for people. So that's a great thing. It's www.cornpublications.com. He has wonderful brochures and anything you can use to that you need to help spread this information, become more educated about this. yeah, subject.
The parents need it because they're not getting good information from their ND, and they have to search.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to just pretty much say, are vaccinated children healthier? And
right.
They're not.
Mm-hmm.
They simply are not. And, you know, when I was growing up, I had the measles and I had chicken pox and all, and everybody did, and it
right.
was no big deal.
And that's healthy because that actually strengthens our immune system.
It strengthens the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you give these kids the shots, and now they are vulnerable to getting the disease much later in life.
That's right.
However, and that's the weird thing, is that right now you have kids coming down with measles and mumps and chickenpox in high school and college. They never had that before.
That's right. And now they're asking to immunize them again, even in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's bizarre. But they never had this. The kids never got sick with all these conditions. You know, they never had it because they got sick when they were kids.
That's right.
And that was it. And
that's
they're
right.
fine.
I remember having chicken pox, and my mother put my brother next to me. Said, you get
yeah.
him now.
Yeah, we did that with our kids. There was a kid in the neighborhood that had chicken pox. And we... you know, we had a chicken pox party.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Get all the kids next to this kid so all of them can have chicken pox at the same time. They all become immunized,
mm-hmm.
and they'll natural never have
immunity.
It again.
Yeah, people say, do you believe in immunity? I said, sure, natural immunity.
Absolutely,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
And that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way nature intended us to be.
Right.
Not to inject chemicals inside of our bodies, that things like aluminum and mercury, along with bacteria,
right.
which are not... supposed to be there.
Right, and formaldehyde and antifreeze. And
yeah, and now you have access to all the internal organs without the benefits of an immune response. So that's why you have kids with chronic illness. They have all these bacteria and viri, and they can't get rid of them.
Right, right. Their bodies aren't able to deal with it.
Yeah, the body's not able to deal with it, so mm-hmm. they stay sick all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If we had no vaccines, we'd have a lot healthier kids. I know the cancer rate would be much lower.
Right, and you do mention that in your book also, that there's been a tremendous rise in cancer rate since immunization vaccinations were prescribed.
Yeah, and people don't want to hear that.
Right.
They really would rather just keep their heads in the sand because it makes them very uncomfortable, especially
sure.
parents listening now that vaccinated their kids.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
And they're saying, oh my God, I feel like a horrible parent. And we have to really tell them that it's not their fault.
Right.
You know, we are pretty much brainwashed. I mean, I'm just lucky I went to chiropractic school and was exposed to all this cool stuff.
Right, so absolutely. Same here.
Don't get vaccinated.
Same here.
Imagine if we didn't.
That's right.
No.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's scary because we're lying. The medical profession and the media are lying to the public. The government's lying. And they're looking for anything but what's causing this. So if you want to have a healthy kid, what do? You breastfeed, you avoid drugs and surgery, if at all possible. You go to the chiropractor, make sure the kid's got a healthy nerve supply. You give them organic, healthy foods. Don't give them pasteurized milk or milk products. Get raw milk, because the pasteurized stuff is like clay inside their bodies. And don't give them corn oil or canola. Don't give them soft drinks, and especially stay away from diet sugars or from artificial sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of things you can do, but just doing that alone would help the children.
You've just provided a number of keys to healthy living.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Korn. We're going to take a short break, and if you have any questions, please call in. Our number is 1-866-472-5792, and we're taking questions for Dr. Korn or for Dr. Ross, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80% available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus
DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit CuringTheCause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit CuringTheCause.com today.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit myhealthcoachcareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at myhealthcoachcareer.com. That's myhealthcoachcareer.com.
Want to learn more about Neurosciences laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at neurorelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience. Improving health through the nervous system.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at curingthecause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Hello, welcome back to Body Talk. Again, I'm your co-host, Heather Fleming, along with Dr. Stephen Ross. And we have Dr. Ted Koren as our guest today. And we have our first caller today, Dr. Koren. We have Jenny from New York with her question.
Hello, Jenny. You there?
Yes, Dr. Koren. I have a question. It's actually from my sister. Unfortunately, I could not get a hold of her to get her online. So I decided that I'd just call you myself. It's regarding my niece that just received, unfortunately, the first series in the immunization for the human papilloma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she took her daughter, which is 13 years old, to the doctor for the checkup, annual checkup, and she felt like she was pressured to giving the vaccination to her daughter, and she really wanted to have more time to research it, but the medical doctor convinced her that she has to get it.
She has to get it? There's no law that says she has to get it.
Yeah, she felt pressured that she has to get it. And I'm just wondering, if she just received the first series, would there be a lot of damage if she stops getting them from now on?
No, it won't cause any damage if she stops at all. In fact, the human papilloma virus, the HPV, is really harmless in most people. Almost all adults carry it in their bodies, and almost all times it doesn't cause any problems. It's naturally eliminated from the body on its own without any treatment. And they found out that, by the way, this vaccine was never studied on younger children, studied on older people. And it might actually increase the chances of getting cancer.
Hmm.
And this is from the Food and Drug Administration. That they said that, first of all, there's no proof that the HPV virus, the human papilloma virus, is the cause of cervical cancer. And there's no proof that the vaccine will help at all. Of the 100 or so viruses that make up human papilloma virus, 4 are in the HPV vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
At 4 out of 100. And they don't know what's going to happen, that if by suppressing or altering these 4, the other 96 or so might become more dangerous. They have no idea. Such a thing has happened with other vaccines.
So there's nothing that she can do to reverse it or...
Well, you might want to take her to a good traditional homeopath, because they are very good at neutralizing toxins. A good nutritionist or naturopath, good chiropractor, chiropractic adjustments would definitely help. And there are many natural ways. I know in Chinese medicine, I was just told about this the other day. It sounds fascinating, but in Chinese medicine, they have a special plum called the Amy Bosha plum. I think I'm pronouncing it right. And it draws things out of the body, and you put it over where the injection was given, and the toxins leave. It's been used to treat children who were damaged from vaccines.
So it's a detoxifier.
It's a detoxifier.
Wow, a plum.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Have you heard of it?
No, I have not. I have not. She was just very, very concerned because she felt, you know, she was pressured into it, and then she talked to her immunologist, and she had said it would have been better for you not to do it.
She's
she would
right.
not recommend it, and then it was after the fact.
It's dangerous. I mean, so far 21 deaths have been reported from the vaccine.
Mm. How many series of the vaccination is there for this, for the children?
I'm sorry, it's hard to hear. How many what?
She's asking how many vaccinations are needed for human papillomavirus.
Yes.
What's the requirement? What's the recommendation?
I don't remember. I think it's two. I'm not sure.
Right.
I know that right now there's about 10,000 reports of girls being harmed.
Oh.
Yes, I read that. As a matter of fact, that was on CNN about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and then all the other news stations picked up on that as well, that there have been over 10,000 injuries as a result of the human papillomavirus
vaccination. And those are the only ones that have been reported.
That's right.
We don't know the real
And that's scary. That's scary.
Yeah, and the vaccine, nobody even knows if it works. In fact, the woman who, the lead researcher on it, is very upset about how they're reporting it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're saying that it's a cancer vaccine, and it's not.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
they are really lying. I would never go back to that MD if he's
Correct.
Pressuring you into doing something you don't want to do.
She didn't feel right at all afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, your instincts are right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for your call, Jenny.
Thank you. Well, that's interesting, because the human papillomavirus, I think, is just the latest of vaccinations coming out from pharmaceutical companies in order to increase their market shares, unfortunately.
And most people will just take it. Part of the problem are the medical doctors who are simply not doing their homework.
That's right.
The government says, or the pharmaceuticals say, this has been approved by the government, give it to your patients, and they jump at the chance. They make more money, of course, from it.
Right.
Everybody does. And whether or not a patient's damaged doesn't seem to be in the equation.
Right, right. Well, I think the scare is you use that magic word cancer, and as soon as you hear, oh, this will prevent cancer in your 13-year-old daughters, you'll do anything to prevent that.
And there's no proof that it's
there is none anything. Whatsoever. And the article that I was reading this morning about providing the this vaccination for boys was the fear that these boys would get the human papillomavirus by having oral sex with girls, and would cause throat cancer. How do you like that for a new market approach?
Well, I think if you're somebody who's doing figure skating, you'd probably call it a double backflip with twist. So they are doing everything.
Or a camelback or whatever you call it. Yeah,
yeah, whatever. I mean, it's really crazy. For
it
example,
is.
In the research they show, out of 200 women who have the virus, and most women have the virus, 199 will be completely unaffected. Their body will clear the virus.
Absolutely.
That 200th woman will develop cervical cancer in a few decades.
Mm-hmm.
In a few decades, only if other factors are involved, such as malnutrition, extended use of, you know, a lot of smoking and oral contraceptives, exposure to harmful chemicals. By itself, the virus cannot cause cancer.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
and this has been repeated over and over again, and I have the vaccine report, actually, the myth-busting Gardasil vaccine report, which is available from Corin Publications.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody contacts us, just call the office.
Yes, and what is your number there, Dr. Corn?
800-537-3001.
Okay, great.
It's
so
a nice little package. You get my vaccine book and the Gardasil report and about four or five other or six other things.
Right, right.
Yes,
well, there's some interesting information.
Well, yeah. However, there's something really fascinating, because while there's no evidence that Gardasil prevents cervical cancer, the FDA does report there's evidence the vaccine can cause cancer. It can cause a harmless HPV infection, which most people have, to become precancerous. And this increases the chances of developing precancerous lesions by 44%. Not only does it not prevent cancer, it actually increases your chances of getting cancer. Mm-hmm.
And there have been over 10 million doses of the Gardasil distributed worldwide today. And it's just
they're good marketers.
Absolutely.
You know, and when people have problems after the shot, they tend to not report it, say it was coincidence, or just figure the girl will get better anyway. I mean, we had, you know, now when you go to college, a lot of colleges are forcing kids to be vaccinated. And
yes.
I remember one guy, a music instructor, his 18-year-old daughter got really sick and was in bed for a few days, real bad fever and all that. Mm-hmm. And I just go, oh, what, some virus or something? And it turns out that she had been vaccinated a few days earlier to get into college.
Interesting.
And nobody put two and two together, and nobody even asked. The doctors didn't ask. When your kid is sick, doctors don't ask, was he vaccinated or is she vaccinated?
Right, mm-hmm. right.
They just figure it's just a coincidence.
But there are waivers that you can sign,
In some areas you can.
Yes, I know when my...
private schools can sometimes make up their own laws.
Mm. Right. Well, I know when my sons started the public colleges here in San Diego, there were waivers that they could sign.
Well, that's good. A public college has to follow state law.
Right, right.
And in California, where you are, you have a great law.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
It's marvelous. You just have to do is say no. You know, I agree with Nancy Reagan. You know, just say no.
Right.
Say no.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it should be just say no, thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
You don't want to be rude.
More polite.
You have to be polite. Just say
well,
no.
Well, I am seeing that there has been a bill introduced by U.S. Representative Phil Gingrey. That would eliminate any federal funding for the human papillomavirus vaccination programs.
That's a very good step in the right direction.
That's a great
So
goal.
I'm hoping that will speed along in Congress real soon here.
Also, you have to remind your listeners not to get the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
The flu shot has been linked to Alzheimer's because the mercury in the shot goes to the brain. And I think I mentioned it last time. They tell women not to get not to eat tuna. Because there's mercury in tuna when they're pregnant.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At the same time, they'll come to get a flu shot when they're pregnant, full of mercury, which goes directly into the fetus.
Yeah. Again, I think that's it's a lack of knowledge. It's a lack of perhaps the ability or the willingness to ask the right questions, as we were talking about earlier. Other good questions that we may want to ask our doctors are what?
A great question in your book was, do vaccines have any long-term side effects or damage that may not surface for months or years?
They don't know.
No.
They only study the vaccines for a few days.
So the answer would be absolutely no.
No.
Right?
They don't know if you say, is there research, doctors, is there research showing vaccinated kids are really healthier than non-vaccinated kids? The doctor will either lie and say, oh, yeah, there's lots of research, or be honest and say, well, no.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Doctor,
right.
is there proof that vaccines are safe? He cannot say that
mm-hmm.
because the U.S. government has already paid almost $2 billion to the families of vaccine-injured and killed children.
Isn't that
children.
Interesting?
Mm-hmm. Plus, they don't make it public. But if your kid is vaccinated and gets very sick or dies, the government will pay you $250,000 if your child dies. Your child is living on a respirator or something, they'll probably pay you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, and then we've also got the Virginia Governor, Timothy Kaine, requesting $4 million in state funds to provide the vaccine for children of low-income families.
Well, this is part of the big problem. See, before vaccinations were so popular, the only people that got autism were wealthy people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Because they were the only ones that went to the doctor for the latest and greatest stuff. Poor people didn't have any autism, and this was known in the literature over and over again.
Isn't that interesting?
The poor people, and they said autism appears to be a disease of the rich.
So now they want to provide that to the low income.
Now
isn't that nice of them?
And insurance and all these free health clinics, now anyone, no matter what their class, can get autism. We're
right.
So nice to people.
Isn't that interesting?
So autism is now all over the place.
We have to take a short break here once again, Dr. Corin, but we will come back and get more into this fascinating and controversial subject. In the meantime, if you have any questions for Dr. Corin, you can call us here at 866-472-5792. If you'd like to see me or Heather in our clinic, you can contact us at 858-481-1131. And we will be back shortly here with more of Body Talk.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Want to learn more about Neurosciences laboratory testing and natural products for supporting a healthy nervous system? Visit the Neuroscience Inc. website at neurorelief.com. Here you can learn about the importance of neurotransmitters in health, explore our comprehensive menu of laboratory tests, and research the ways neuroscience is using nutrition to optimize health. Use our website to find a neuroscience physician near you or call us toll-free at 888-342-7272. That's 888-342-7272. Neuroscience. Improving health through the nervous system. Dr. Stephen Ross, the host of Body Talk, is available for one-on-one coaching and consulting in person in the San Diego area or by telephone anywhere around the world. Dr. Ross is here to assist you with all your health challenges. He's making his first consultation available to his listeners at only $47 for the first 10 callers during today's show. The special initial consultation rate reflects a savings of over 80%, available only to the first 10 callers. He's also making available his home study course, book, CD series, and bonus DVD, Curing the Cause and Preventing Disease, a new approach to the diagnosis and treatment of illness and aging with functional diagnostic medicine. It's at a reduced price of only $99 if you call today. In order to get either your first visit or your home study course at these discounted fees, you need to call Dr. Ross today at 858-481-1131. That's 858-481-1131. You can also visit curingthecause.com. Join thousands who have chosen better health. Visit CuringTheCause.com today.
Have you ever thought about changing the lives of millions of people as a health coach? As a professional health coach, you could be earning an average of over $191 an hour. Work from home, using your own phone and the internet. And here's the best part. It won't cost you a dime to get started. Visit MyHealthCoachCareer.com to start with your free health coaching lesson today. Get in on the ground floor of health coaching, the fastest growing small business opportunity in America. Your free lesson is waiting for you at MyHealthCoachCareer.com. That's MyHealthCoachCareer.com.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Body Talk with Dr. Stephen Ross and Drake Kellis. We'd love to hear from you with questions or comments about today's topics on the show. Feel free to call in during the live show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to Dr. Ross at curingthecause.com. Now, back to Body Talk.
Hello and welcome back to Body Talk. This is Dr. Steve Ross with my co-host, Ms. Heather Fleming, and our guest today, Dr. Ted Corin. We're talking about vaccination, immunization. We're talking about health in general. And we've been talking about the human papillomavirus. And Dr. Corin, I just saw an article here by Dr. Benjamin Brewer, who is a Wall Street journalist, columnist, and he's stating that the real reason too many women die from cervical cancer has more to do with a lack of access by low-income women to preventative medical care than to the vaccine itself. And he cites the development of newer, better pap smears that have made cervical cancer a rarity in the United States by cutting down on false positives. Now, my question to you, and I think to most of our viewers, isn't vaccination part of preventative care?
Only if you want to prevent good health. The cervical cancer rate declined 74% between 1955 and 1992 in the U.S. without any vaccine. So cervical cancer dropped 74% in the U.S.
Isn't that
without any vaccine. And cervical cancer is really fairly rare. It amounts to less than 1%, like 0.7% of cancer diagnoses and deaths.
Right. I saw that there's a study of 6 million women, and only 2% of those women were infected with HPV.
Yeah, and just because you're infected, it doesn't mean that you will get
cancer.
There have to be other things. So also, you know, you can have a woman get the shot and still get cervical cancer because it's really not the shot that prevents it. It's lifestyle.
That's right, lifestyle habits.
This woman has loads of, you know, multiple sex partners and smokes and is on oral contraceptives and essentially is not a very healthy person, is eating, you know, the standard American diet, SAD, and is really unhealthy, then, yeah, there's a chance that anything could happen. But you have to realize they don't know what really causes cancer.
That's right.
They have no idea. But my, from my readings, my suspicion is cancer is caused, is primarily dietary.
It's a lifestyle, right? Dietary lifestyle.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it really was practically non-existent until the last 100 years. Like heart disease, which is about non-existent.
Right.
But then when you start giving people bad food, food that's demineralized and is unnatural, or Frankenstein food like aspartame or Splenda.
Right.
You know, you're really changing their body chemistry. And if you give them these horrible oils like margarine or canola.
Yeah, hydrogenated.
Hydrogenated
oils.
This is real bad. I always recommend going to the Weston Price website.
Oh, yeah. www.ppnf.org.
PPNF?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got that right at the tip of her tongue.
I go to that one often.
PPNF?
PPNF.org. Price Pottinger Nutrition Foundation. They're here in San Diego.
Oh, but they're not the Weston Price people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Price Pottinger. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Price Pottinger. That's right. Of course.
Sure. Yeah.
You're right.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I know them as the Weston A. Price Foundation.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's really the same thing, I guess.
They have a remarkable library of information here.
Yeah. They're here in Lemon Grove, and they have amazing classes you can take for $10 or $20 for 6 sessions.
Yeah, on the East Coast, they have the Weston Price Foundation.
Oh, good.
Okay.
And they speak. Sometimes they go to the Amish country. Last time, Sally Fallon went to the Amish country, and I think there were like 500-something people came.
Oh.
She had to leave. She had to stop her talk because the farmers had to leave to milk their cows. But now the books are great. In fact, we carry them in our catalog.
Oh, good.
Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, Pottinger's Cats, which is fascinating.
Right.
And Nourishing Traditions, which is probably the best cookbook I've ever seen in my life.
Mm.
Which like the first 50 or 60 pages is really a philosophy discussion on nutrition.
Interesting.
The whole philosophy is really simple. Look at the cultures that are healthy and figure out what they're doing.
That's right.
And we're not.
That simple.
Yeah.
So Price went to people that had no cancer or heart disease and no dental cavities, and they were in excellent health.
And find out what they do.
You know, the women would give birth in a half hour or so, and there wouldn't be any complications.
Right.
And
right.
And it turned out they had special foods for pregnant women, special foods for men, for men and women that when they just got married, so they'd have healthy children.
Oh, neat!
Interesting.
And the book Nourishing Traditions gets into that. What are these special foods?
Right.
And we
know
what they're not. They're not pasteurized. They're not homogenized. And they're not.
They're not processed.
And
they're not sugar laden.
And the animals are grass fed.
That's right.
Very important. You don't want to. You know, cows are supposed to eat grass. They're not supposed to be given soy.
Corn and grain.
That's right. It's interesting, over the years, we've developed diseases called pregnancy. And it's taken care of in a medical procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's funny. My younger brother is an obstetrician-gynecologist.
Uh-huh.
And he is he has the lowest cesarean rate in his hospital.
Oh, wow.
10 years running.
He follows your recommendations, I take it.
Well, he's so much into nutrition now.
That's
and everything.
That's fantastic.
But I said to him, I said, how come you have the lowest cesarean rate? He says, because I'm not in a rush.
Oh.
The other doctor's in a rush. And he says, they just want to get on the golf course and all.
Oh. That's right.
His words. He says, they just want to get on they don't have time. Pregnancy is timely. It takes time. It's boring.
That's right.
You know, it's much easier just to cut somebody and make a little bit extra money in the process.
Well, I commend those that use midwives and allow the midwives to do the delivery.
He works with midwives, but one thing was interesting. I said to him, well, what do the other obstetricians think of you now that, you know, with your great success?
Mm-hmm.
He says, they hate me.
Mm.
He says, I'm holding them to a standard they don't want to reach.
Challenging.
And they dislike him very much. It's hard for him to get coverage. The MDs simply don't like the fact that he is has such success. They don't want to do it.
No.
They're lazy. He once said to me, he says, you know, there are doctors that I wouldn't let them adjust. I wouldn't let them deliver my dog.
Oh, wow.
he says they're scary.
Wow.
Yeah. And women go to them all the time and don't know.
You know,
you've got to go to a good midwife and ask them. They would probably.
We unfortunately have to say goodbye for today to Dr. Corin. Dr. Corin, we could be talking, we could have a full-time show just with you, with the information that you have here.
Absolutely.
So we want to thank you very much for, not only for today, but for last week as well.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Corin.
Tremendous information that you've been able to provide us.
Oh, thank you.
And to learn more about preventative health care, please contact Dr. Ross and I at our clinic at 858-481-1131. And if you have had some symptoms regarding some flu shots or the HPV, please call us and we can help you get started on promoting and improving your immune system so you don't have to feel the effects for 3 or 4 or 5 days.
This is Dr. Ross and Heather Fleming saying thank you very much for listening to Body Talk. And also, once again, thank you, Dr. Corin, for your tremendous information. He can be found at Corin Publications. And until next week, we've got some fabulous guests coming up next week, so please tune in as well. This is Dr. Ross
and Heather Fleming
saying healthy day and healthy life. Take care.
We appreciate your joining us this week for Body Talk. We have another topic lined up for you next week, so join us again Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.